If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 21st, 2024, and today the topic is fasting. Yes, fasting, y'all. Happy Thursday. Yeah, happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. The main thing I did yesterday, I got a lot of rest because I knew that I had yesterday evening to do the miracle lab and things of that nature. So Madam Miraculous was, yes, over there at Mountain West Church doing a miracle lab for the kiddos, things of that nature. And I was doing, or the lesson yesterday was kind of centered around Holy Week and things of that nature. And I kind of did a experiment centered around that, as well as just teaching the kids about Holy Week, because when I asked them what they knew, they really didn't have an answer. You know, they started talking about what the church was getting ready to do and stuff like that, and I was like, no, Holy Week is a whole thing, what we're celebrating here and things of that nature. So we went deeper about that, and hopefully, like, if somebody asked them about Holy Week now, they have at least a few things to say about that. So thank you, Lord, for wisdom, insight, and guidance in regards to what to teach the children yesterday. Because yeah, that was a little bit surprising, honestly. Even some of the older kids, maybe they just didn't answer, but either way, I'm like, was surprised that, you know, they were responding the way they were. But anywho, yesterday, so on my way in to work, or doing the childcare shift, I took in some information. It's a young lady I listened to. I mean, I've mentioned before, but I don't want to say the name just in case I, you know what I'm saying, have some things to say. Not to be like I'm not, I'll say like this. I have to use my discernment, right? I have to, again, be led by the Lord. Like, there's lots of people out here speaking and things of that nature, and you hear people talking about all kinds of things and topics and say that I've heard from the Lord X, Y, and Z. And so, but we all have to use our discernment, right? We all have to, you know, work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Some things that they may be talking about might not be for you, things of that nature, right? And so with that being said, I listened to I hate to say it this way, but it's the truth, I guess, to a certain extent, that at least far as I know and what I've observed, a self-proclaimed prophetess or whatever the case may be. And you know, basically she was sharing some things about fasting and I guess how we should be fasting right now. And she kept talking about, you know, I guess meat and things of that nature and how, of course, things in America and just all these different things. And don't get me wrong. I can acknowledge that. Yeah, I'm sure there's truth to all the crazy things that we hear that is happening in the food industry and things of that nature. Right. But I'll be honest with you guys, as I listen to, you know, what she was sharing, I received it, but then I also didn't receive it, if that makes any sense. I was like receiving what she was saying, but at the same time saying to the Lord that, hey Lord, if this is something you want me to do, then I need you to tell me. Nah, I'm not going to just do it just because this lady is saying that, you know, that's what she doing, or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's how I felt about that. So with that being said, I guess I felt like the Lord confirmed to me this morning about fasting and whatnot with the time that I woke up. And I'll get into that in a minute. But and I'm fine with that. You see what I'm saying? I am totally fine with that. But I just think that there's something to, again, this whole thing about forced fasts and things of that nature. Like, you know, my understanding is that fasting is a personal sacrificial type of choice. And don't get me wrong, over the years, you know, maybe someone might have encouraged me to fast here or there, or things of that nature. Like I might have heard a word or something like that, which encouraged me to fast or things like that. So I'm not saying that someone else can't present it to you. And like even right now, I am presenting the idea of fasting, but I'm not telling nobody to fast with me. I'm not telling nobody to fast a certain amount of days. I'm not telling nobody fast and this is what you should eat. Like I'm not saying any of that. I'm just studying fasting and sharing with you guys what the Bible has to say about fasting. And saying to you, hey, let the Lord lead and guide you on what he wants you to do with the fasting. So again, so I woke up this morning at 1:29. And so for me, that was confirmation of some of the things that I was receiving yesterday. And, you know, I started to seek the Lord about what that means for me and things like that. But it was very interesting. A lot. I came across quite a few different things when it comes to this subject of fasting, guys. I mean, you know, obviously there's so many articles out here, and of course people got their opinions and things of that nature. And so at some point I'm like, Lord, I don't even want to hear nobody's opinion about, you know, what the fasting should look like or whatever the case may be. I want you to let me know what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do? So I felt like first the verse that I came across this morning was confirmation of what he wanted me to do. And then after that, I'm, you know, receiving like, you know, perhaps me and my husband coming in, you know, to communicate about that and everything. And also, you know, I ain't gonna lie, there's a couple of people that came into my heart and mind and stuff like that. So I did present the option to them as well. But my whole thing is, again, let the Lord lead and guide you, you know, on this subject of fasting. Now, is it important? Yes, I believe that the verse that the Lord has shared with me this morning is pretty much reiterating how important fasting is. So it is something that we should do. But then I also believe that it's not something that is, you know, pressed upon us that like you should be doing it at all times right now, 50, 70 day, you know what I mean? Like, I believe that, again, you know, we all need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So anywho, without me getting too deep into my personal opinions about fasting and people that whatever, you know what I'm saying, without me getting too much into personal opinions, let's get into this topic of fasting. Let's hear what the Bible has to say about it. And hopefully you will be encouraged and inspired to go deeper about what this means for you, you know, because even if you don't feel led to do it right now, at least at some point as a believer, fasting is a part of the faith, you know. And but let's see what the Bible has to say. So first, let me share with you guys the definition of fasting. It says abstaining from all or some kinds of food or drink, especially as a religious observance. So yeah, that's ultimately what fasting means. I know there's all kinds of fasting these days that take place because people say, oh, I'm fasting from social media, or I'm fasting from sex, or I'm fasting from this and from that. So yeah, people have different ways to do it these days. But the traditional, I guess you would say, definition is fasting or abstaining from food and or drink. Yeah, so I mean, like I said, I can't lie, man. I was going deeper about a lot of the different things. I was looking into the different, you know, times that the Bible mentioned fasting. Of course, like the greatest, I guess, at least the biblical accounts about fasting of, I believe it was like no food or even water, was the 40 days. And there was three individuals that I know of that did that task: Jesus Christ himself, Moses, and Elijah, which all three of those men had great, great things happening with them, for them, and through them in the Word of God. So again, is the Lord calling us to a 30-day, 40-day fast and things of that nature? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? If he's calling you to do that, no food, no water, you know, again, you know, be led by the Lord. And obviously I'm sure he will sustain you, but I guess also take whatever precautions you need to take about health and things of that nature. Cause again, I mean, the human body without food and water is, you know, there are consequences and things like that. However, again, the Word lets us know that, you know, man cannot or does not live on bread alone. So, I mean, we can abstain from some things, you know, and stuff like that. We can, you know, have that time to sacrifice and to seek the Lord and things like that. Again, with everything that I've been going through, this is confirmation for me, you know what I'm saying, to receive what I received this morning about fasting. Because it makes sense. It's like, you know what, I do feel like I'm in a transition. I think I told you guys that yesterday, with even some of the things that the therapist was saying and whatnot, it just resonates because, you know, again, maybe this is another, you know, crossroads slash cultivation period for me. Like, you know, again, with all the spiritual attacks and whatnot that's been happening recently, obviously there is something on the horizon, again, for me and my life and things of that nature. I don't know what all it could be. Could it be about my marriage? Maybe. Could it be about, you know, my child? Perhaps. Could it be about this platform and ministry of GSL? Could be all of those things, all of the above. I don't know, but I'm definitely going to be seeking the Lord about this. And prayerfully, you know, he will reveal some things to me as I, you know, again, embark on, you know, my own journey. But again, everybody needs to work out these things for themselves. So the verse that led me to all of this morning is Genesis 1:29. It says, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in thee, which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." So again, when the Lord wakes me up at 1:29, and that's the verse that I came across this morning, you know, obviously for me, it was a fasting word, right? A call to fast. And like I said, I'm okay with that. I can receive that. But just listening to somebody else talk about fasting and tell me about meat and da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't receive that. And I guess the Lord knew that I could receive that. So he went on ahead and woke me up this morning at the time he did. And I guess spoke to me in a way that he speaks to me. So again, don't let my convictions, right, lead and guide you. Let the Lord lead and guide you if he's calling you to fast right now. I just want to share what I studied about fasting. So with that being said, here goes some Bible, y'all, okay? So Joel 2:12, it says, "Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart unto fasting, with weeping and with mourning." So, I mean, to me, when I read that this morning, it felt like a call for, you know, for us to fast. Now, again, you be led by the Lord yourself, okay? I'm just saying for his people, for those that are, you know, maybe you're under a spiritual attack like me, or perhaps, you know, you see the detriment of, you know, America, whatever it might be that is leading you to have to, I guess, weep, mourn, fast. You know, even, I mean, I'm sure with everything going on in the world, there's plenty to seek the Lord about and you know, humble ourselves to him for. But yeah, that just felt like a call to me when I came across that this morning. So then Ezra 8:23 says, "So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty." So just like the other day, man, I was talking about unanswered prayers and things of that nature. If that's you, right, and you feel like, man, my prayers are not being answered, then you might need to start fasting, friends. You know, and again, seek the Lord about how he wants you to do it and what you need to do in particular. You know, maybe you need to do a full fast. Maybe you just need to fast, food. I don't know. Like, you seek the Lord about what that looks like. But there is, you know, something that happens when we fast. And this verse is telling us that the Lord started to listen to their entreaty. So, again, when we be obedient and do what the Lord tells us to do, then, you know, then we can make some things shake, as they say. So then Isaiah 58:6, it says, is not this the fast that I choose to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke?" Now, again, we all can go deeper and read the other verses surrounding this, but to me, this is the Lord speaking to us and saying, like, he has chosen fasting to loose the bonds of wickedness. He has chosen fasting to undo the straps of the yoke of the oppressed, so we can be free, you know, and to break every yoke, friends. So again, if you feeling like you are stuck, right, in any way, any capacity, if you're feeling like wickedness is all around you, if you're feeling oppressed or any of these things, then yeah, it might be time for you to fast, friend. Because this is what the Lord has chosen to use to loose those bonds. His word says plainly, I don't have to add nothing else to it. You know, this is what it says. So again, if this is you, then yeah, this might be your call, right? This might be that little tug on your heart and mind to either go deeper about fasting or to fast. Here's another verse, Matthew 6:17-18. It says, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So yeah, the boasting of, oh, I'm fasting for 30 days and 30 nights and you need to fast too. Like, that's a little bit much. You know what I'm saying? That don't seem like it is what we need to be doing. It seems like it needs to be a personal secret thing. Like, again, you know, I only contacted the select few people that the Lord put on my heart and mind to share that I was fasting or getting ready to fast or whatever the case may be. And even right now, I don't necessarily feel led to tell y'all exactly what I'm about to do or whatever, or if I'm getting ready to do it now, none of that type of stuff. I thought about it. That did cross my mind this morning, but we're going to see what the Lord do by the time I get done with this. But yeah, I mean, you know, I did reach out to a few select people because that was on my heart and mind as I was praying and seeking the Lord about what he wanted me to do, again, with the confirmation that I received, right? But again, it doesn't seem like this should be something we're boasting about, right? This shouldn't, you know, and then making ourselves to look like, oh, you know, if I was to go around and, you know, with looking like I got sunken cheeks and things of that nature, that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to, you know, whatever we're going to do, do it so in secret, and he will reward us and things of that nature. That's what his word says plainly. So, I mean, there's plenty of information about fasting. I believe, again, let's seek biblical information. You guys can go and read verses on your own, because there were so many available that I just really felt like, I think that if this is you and you want to go deeper about this, then you can look up these things yourself, and God will lead you to the verses he wants you to see about this subject. So by all means, go to openbible.info and just plug in fasting, and you guys will come across all the verses that I came across and things of that nature. And again, the ones that stand out to you, feel free to go deeper about and see again what the Lord wants you to do. And then also, I mean, you guys know I always go to gotquestions.org and just plug in fasting there. And there's plenty of articles that talk about all of this. Now, again, don't be discouraged or anything like that. I mean, again, if the Lord is leading you to fast, then just go deeper about it. And again, seek wisdom and stuff like that. But ultimately, again, it's a you and the Lord thing. Like, even if I never did, again, talk to my husband, nor the people that I felt led to reach out to, even if I just was just me and the Lord thing, and he decided he wanted me to do, because really, honestly, a lot of my, like I said, there's a couple of times I fasted where, you know, it was kind of encouraged by someone else, right? But then there's times where I fasted and it just was a me and God thing, you know? And so, yeah, and I mean, and all can be important, because then there's times where it's good to fast corporately, you know what I mean? Sometimes churches or pastors call for fast, or, you know, in the Bible, they talk about nations that calls for fast. Like, you know, I mean, it probably would do America some good if we had a leader that, you know, asked us to fast and humble ourselves before the Lord and things of that nature. Matter of fact, I think that's what the Lord would love us for us to do. But, you know, I guess until then and stuff like that, I mean, you know, of course, whatever your wisdom and stuff like that, you know, your leadership, your head, your, you know, all of that, that's fine. I'm not speaking against that. It's just that, again, just you have to be, again, led by the Lord personally. And I mean, that's ultimately the juice this morning. Just go deeper about fasting. If you feel led to fast right now or soon or whatever the case may be, then seek the Lord. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll show you how he wants you to do it. And that's the juice. That is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is 1 Peter 3:15. It says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday, so we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out at 7 p.m. It's with the gentleman named Mr. Felice Matthew. He's a marriage coach and much, much more. So you guys can tune in to that episode tomorrow at 7 p.m. But yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow at the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.